Welcome to another Carlo and Laid Sports Show. I'm Robert Laidlaw.
And I'm Sean Carlin.
Well, Sean, the big BLMG Grand Finals this week.
It's exciting, isn't it?
It is.
A lot of people are excited around Gawler and the Barossa. I went to the Grand Final last year for the first time. I was excited. I'd never been before. I couldn't believe the turnout. Couldn't believe the atmosphere. So I'm sure we've got some big games that you're going to tell us all about this weekend.
And it's been played at Gawler Oval, Gawler Central's home ground. So lots of excitement there for Gawler, even though we do have South Gawler in the senior one netball. But Barossa District, they're playing against South. And then in the football, we've got two Barossa teams in Newry up to Tanunda.
And last year, the grand final was held in Newry.
Yes, yes.
So now, we're going to go back because our listeners would know that you made some predictions early in the year.
Yes.
Under a little bit of pressure. And the premise was back then that are predictions actually worth making? Because we get bombarded with them at the start of every season. And then I always wonder, is it really a waste of space? Or do these experts, like yourself, actually know what's going on?
Well, thank you for calling me an expert, but I don't class myself as that.
That's not what you told me off air. But so we can have your predictions and talk about the footy and then have a chat about the netball.
Okay, buddy.
So Rob's predictions, I've kept them on my phone. We did discuss them halfway through the season, and back then you were doing pretty well. I think we gave you a B+.
Okay.
Okay. So in the football, in no particular order, but I do want to say this. You clearly said, and I wrote it down, Barossa will make the GF, will make the grand final.
Uh-oh.
That didn't happen.
No.
Sorry, Barossa. But they were in the top four. They finished third. You picked Williston to finish in the top four, and they were fourth.
Yep.
You picked Kapunda, who finished seventh.
They were in last year's grand final.
That's right. So and it was pretty close, to be fair. Like, it was a pretty tight table. You did pick Tanunda.
Yep. I remember I was telling you that.
Tanunda, second, and in the grand final.
Yep.
They finished second on the ladder. Now, you had South Gawler in there as well.
That's a possibility.
Sixth. They had Kapunda, South Gawler, sixth and seventh. But what you didn't have was Newry.
You're correct. I didn't.
They were not in your... I think that you said they weren't even on the radar. Did you say something like that?
No, I predicted that they would be a much improved team, but I didn't think they'd make the finals.
So they're a bit of a surprise.
A little bit, yes.
And be fair to say that they're actually probably going into the grand final with real momentum.
They're going in as favourites.
In favourites, okay. So that's not too bad, Rob. Williston fourth, Barossa third, Tanunda second... No Newry at all. Kapunda and South Gawler didn't make it, as you suggested, but you did make the big, bold statement. Barossa will make the grand final. So
can I reassess?
You can't. It's too late for that. So I think you're probably a B+ in a round. I reckon we last checked in around round 10, maybe somewhere there. I think maybe a B. You might have slipped. And making that big statement, that takes a bit of courage.
Well, that's what you wanted. You wanted a bit of Scottish courage, not Dutch courage, but Scottish.
So tell us about the finals. Like, obviously, we got Newry up to playing Tanunda. So, big match?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, Newry up to beat Tanunda in the second semi reasonably comfortably. But Tanunda showed some good signs against Williston in the preliminary final. They only won by 9 points, but that's what they won by, 9 points, 9 scoring shots. So they were a little bit inaccurate. Now, if they straighten up a bit and play something similar to what they did against Williston, who threw everything at them, I think they're a real chance of perhaps causing a bit of an upset.
How about Newry? What do they need to do? They've had a good second half of the season. As we said, they're probably going in favourites. They've got momentum on their side. What players there have to shine? What's been their game plan that's been so successful this second half of the year?
I think they've got a lot of speedy players that come out of the middle. I mean, you've got like young Tim DeMasi, sort of, he's quite impressive. You've got a number of those types of players, Jason Rodder, who just sort of like run the ball. And then you've got some skillful guys. You've got the Rakurasi brothers, Bobby in particular, who did well in the medal count. They've just got the skills. And their coach, Henry Slattery, has been playing a bit as well. And just his presence on the field is probably worth 3 or 4 goals.
And you mentioned the medal, someone doing well in the medal. Do we have any of the? Do we have the medalists playing in the grand final?
Yeah, Tanunda's coach Dean Turlick, and the really unusual thing is they've also got the top goal kicker Josh Trembath, who's got about 91 goals. He's kicked only kicked one last week. He only kicked two against Newry in the second semi, and this year he has kicked over five goals about seven times, but six of them were against teams not in the finals, which is to be expected. He's had hauls of 10 goals and 9 goals twice. So he's been a really outstanding target for them. But the thing is that Tanunda have got a big chance to be the second ever team to get the trifecta, the premiership, the medal and the top goal kicker in the same season.
So we need Josh to have a big haul, kick 9 goals, make the 100,
yeah,
win the grand final, and Tanunda have the trifecta.
Well, they got the trifecta anyhow, because he's the top goal kicker. But
they're going to win the grand final.
They do.
The medalist, the top goal kicker.
And now they need the flag.
And now they're in the GF.
Now, the thing is, the only time it's been done was the second season of the Boston Light and Gawler, because Boston Light, the old association, and the Gawler League amalgamated, and the competition was formed in 1987. And then in 1988, Williston won the flag. They had Dean Doherty won the medal, and Darren Thomas was the top goal kicker. Believe it or not, that's the only time that all three have happened in the same season for the same club. We've had something like 7 medalists have played in a premiership team the same season, and we've had 8 top goal kickers play in a premiership team, but it's only that one time it's happened in the same year.
So it'd be a great outcome, and repeating history, but I think Newry Upton might have something to say about it.
Oh, absolutely. And another thing against Tanunda is they've won 7 premierships, but they've never had a medal winner on the same season that they won the flag. Although when they won 4 flags in a row from 2008, they were going for 5 in a row in 2012, and they were favourites, but Barossa District came up from the first semi and knocked them off. They had 2 medalists that year. It was 3 people shared it. There was 2 from Tanunda and Jason McKenzie from Kapunda, with Luke Wells, the ruckman from Tanunda, and Sammy, is a centreman, come forward. They did really well, but they lost the grand final because they also had the, I believe they might have even had the top goal kicker too.
Well, we want to wish them both luck. And you're saying Newry are favourites to win?
Well, they're well rested. But then again, on the other side, Tanunda's had a hard game, which might make them finals harder. What injury concerns they have, I've seen a few of the guys with ice packs, et cetera, after the game. How they come up after that might have a big bearing on the game.
Now, I wanted to check this prediction concept of mine. And I know that you are an expert, and I wanted to put you up against other experts. And so I went onto the Fox Footy website, and I went back and I wanted to check the Fox Footy experts, who they said would be in the AFL, who would be in the top 8, who would be premiers, etc. So, and I'm going to say that I think you've outdone them. Because they had a summary, and out of all their experts, they voted who would be, like, they looked for votes for the top 8. Now, 19 votes went to Geelong, GWS and Richmond. Okay, so that's not too bad, because those teams made the finals, and Richmond are still in the, obviously, a chance to win the grand final.
Yep.
18 votes, however, went to Adelaide, Port Adelaide and Sydney Swans.
Well, Sydney Swans made it, but they were a bit of a bust,
And Adelaide, in fact, a lot of them had Adelaide finishing in the top 2. A lot of them had them finishing in the top 2, which obviously didn't happen. 16 votes went to Melbourne, and Melbourne are doing great, obviously, yep, playing next week. Essendon had 14, Western Bulldogs 4, only 3 votes for Hawthorn making the top 8. And this is interesting, only 2 for Collingwood to make the top 8.
Wow, and what about the West Coast Eagles?
1.
1?
Every one of these experts and talked about West Coast falling. Not making, you know, not be able to continue where they were last year and falling. So West Coast may be surprise packet, but they keep winning, don't they? And to be premiers, The favourite club to be premiers this year, based on the Fox Footy experts, was Adelaide.
Yeah.
Followed by, and they more than double in terms of the experts thought they would be premiers, then GWS, then Geelong, Richmond, Sydney, and then down to having one vote out of all of them were Collingwood, Essendon, Western Bulldogs.
Wow.
So I think that if you look, they're the Fox, these are the guys that get paid the big bucks, right?
Yep.
And so I think you've outdone yourself there.
Gee, I wonder, am I better or worse in my tipping with the netball?
Well, let's talk about netball because, in fact, maybe you know your netball better than your footy. Is maybe. That possible?
Possible, yeah.
Because in the netball, you said clearly the top four teams would be Barossa, Kapunda, South Gawler, and Gawler Central.
100%.
And you have got, and again, I made the mistake, I didn't put down the order, I've just got them listed there, but Barossa have finished second, and they'll be playing South Gawler this week in the grand final, which is going to be another great match.
They've absolutely.
Had a good contest this year. Kapunda were fourth, and Gawler Central were third. And you had Angaston, interestingly, as a dark horse who finished seventh, and with four wins, a draw, and 11 losses. So
maybe a loser point for that one.
Maybe. But you've got the top four. I'm not sure how. I think you had Barossa finishing top, I reckon.
Yeah, I think I predicted a boss of South Gawler Grand Final.
And you got that right. And would it be, again, this has been interesting, because having a look at the results from the season, Barossa and South Gawler have faced each other three times, twice in the minor round and then in the semi-final. And currently Barossa, you've got to say, have got wood over South Gawler. They've had 2-1, and the semi-final was 62-49, Barossa's way. So Barossa have got to be the favourites going in this weekend.
Well, yeah, but netball's a funny game because when Barossa won that game, they had a big quarter where they broke the game open, and then they played 50-50 netball the rest of the way to set up that comfortable win. Now, South were missing a lot of shots early in the game, and they had trouble getting the accuracy going early, and Barossa made full use of that. Then this week against Central, South was still struggling early, and at halftime it was 19 goals each. And Central were making the most of their opportunities, but South were having multiple shots go up and miss. But in the second half, South got their game going, and they were able to pull back and win reasonably comfortable by about 12 goals. The point is, Barossa won't let them come back if they fall into that hole again. So for South to win, they need to be on their game the whole way, as shown in the last one-round game where they won by about 3 goals,
56 to 53.
So that's the type of game South has to play if they're to win.
So who's in the goals for both teams?
Well, you've got Lisa Wilson and Shannon Kerr for Barossa. They're the main goal shooters. And Sonia Davey and Karina Cook for South. So they're two very good goal scorers when they're on. When they're on, they're pretty accurate for both sides.
But am I right? I mean, Lisa Wilson is a legend, really, of netball in our area. And so, am I right in thinking that does she ever have bad games? Like, she is a very, very accurate shooter.
Look, she is. I've seen seasons where I might have seen her play 5 times and never miss. But this season I've seen her a couple of times and she's missed a couple, but there's been very windy days and there's been more pressure and she's had to shoot from further out. But she's still one of the most reliable shots for goal in the whole competition.
So, and netball at that top level, it really is down to the shooting, isn't it? You can do all that hard work, but if you're missing there and the other team go down and get that score and then they've got the centre pass, it can make all that difference. And,
absolutely.
You know, if you look at the game, you know, 3 points round 18, that's really nothing. That's less than a point, a goal, a quarter.
Well, what you do with your turnovers is extra important because, like you said, they switch the centre breaks and the idea is that you need to score off your centre break. So if both teams do that, it's going to go down to the wire. But you always have opportunities to pinch a ball, and if you make the most of those opportunities and get a little bit of a roll on, that's where you can win a game of netball when the teams are fairly even.
So it's really going to come down to accuracy, and that's going to be the pressure that the defenders can put on the goal shooters, goal attacking goal shooter.
Yep.
Do you think, who do you think matches up better in terms of defence against the shooters?
Look, they've both got fairly strong defences, obviously, because if you look at the scores other teams get against them through the season, they're the two best defensive teams. South have more of a rotation. I mean, Bulls have 9 players that they rotate through, but South seem to utilise rotating through the centre and various other spots, whereas Bulls tend to sort of stick to Hayley Mayer in the middle and Lisa Wilson at the goal front, although sometimes she switches between goal shooter and goal attack. And they've got a fairly solid defence. I would suggest that Bulls' defenders are probably more settled, especially with people like Lee Barnett and so Hoffenwalter. Whereas, you know, South, you know, they have like Beck Braden quite often plays there, and Kayla Schultz and Kaylee Scott sometimes comes in there, and, you know, they rotate in the centre. And so I suppose it comes down to not only accuracy and making the most of your opportunities, also freshness. And if South are able to rotate their key position players effectively and they still don't lose anything, that gives them an advantage. So it's a little bit 50-50. It's a toss of a coin. I suppose Boston will go in favourites and the expectation is they'll win comfortably, but I think this game will go down to the wire. And in fact, last season, if you remember correctly, it was tied at full-time.
Those netball games can just be fabulous to watch, aren't they? They're just so exciting when it's goal for goal and neither team is missing. It's great sport to watch when it's played at that level.
Well, good luck to all the teams. And so ends another Carlin Lake Sports Show. I'm Robert Laidlaw.
And I'm Sean Carlin.